Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday evening, November 3rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Heights Wellness Retreat makes its debut. Husband-wife duo open first location in LA. Heights Wellness Retreat, a spa and wellness franchise, will open its first location in Porter Ranch on November 14th. The retreat will offer massage therapy, facials, cryotherapy, lymphatic drainage suit, halo salt therapy, and more. The grand opening ceremony will feature live music and a ribbon cutting with government officials. The new location is owned by husband and wife team, Jacob and Ashley Bustos, who bring over 40 years of combined franchise experience. They aim to educate the community on prioritizing health and wellness, offering touchless therapies like meditation and halo salt therapy. For more information, visit the Heights Wellness Retreat Porter Ranch website or call 818-626-3598.
Thomas Meyer becomes new CEO of Medios AG. Thomas Meyer has been appointed as the new Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Medios AG, effective February 1, 2026. He brings extensive international leadership experience from his role as CEO of Bochum Holding AG. Meyer's track record of capital-efficient, profitable growth will be instrumental in driving Medios Group's further expansion. Dr. Jan Sampson, chairman of the supervisory board, expressed confidence in Meyer's abilities to achieve ambitious goals and increase value for shareholders, partners, and customers. Meyer stated his excitement in leading Medios into its next phase of development and expanding its position in the European specialty pharma market. The company will release its quarterly statement on September 30, 2025, and participate in the MWB Inspired Conference in Hamburg on November 11th. For more information, visit Medios.group. Heidelberg Pharma to present new clinical data of lead ADC candidate HDP-101 at the World ADC Congress 2025 and to host webinar. Heidelberg Pharma AG will present new clinical data of their lead ADC candidate HDP-101 at the World ADC Congress 2025. Objective responses and promising anti-tumor activity have been observed in multiple patients in the ongoing Phase 2A clinical trial, reinforcing the therapeutic potential and safety profile of HDP-101 in relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma. A webinar will be hosted on 11th of November 2025 at 5 p.m. CET, featuring presentations by the Heidelberg Pharma Management Team and key opinion leader Professor Mark Stefan Raab. The R&D webinar will provide an opportunity for investors, analysts, and media to ask questions and engage with the team. More information about Heidelberg Pharma and their innovative ADC technologies can be found on their website.
Moxie Award announces 2025 winners. Ninth annual event celebrates boldness in business. The Moxie Award announced 17 deserving DC area businesses and organizations as 2025 winners at the 9th Moxie Award ceremony and dinner, celebrating boldness in business. These winners were honored for their bold initiatives and strategic market moves, standing out among nearly 130 finalists. More than 400 business leaders attended the event at the Ritz-Carlton in Tysons Corner. After a thorough review by third-party judges, the 17 winners were recognized for their resilience, innovation, industry leadership, and community service. Among the winners are Flex Professionals, LLC for Business and Professional Services, Revolution Cooking, LLC for Consumer Services, and Avant, LLC for Cybersecurity. Learn more about the winners and sponsors at the 2025 Moxie Award website. Q&A with Charles J. Bonfiglio, founder of Tint World Automotive Styling Centers, Part 2. Charles Bonfiglio, founder and CEO of Tint World, has redefined success in the automotive space through grit, innovation, and hands-on experience. From modernizing a major automotive brand's point-of-sale system to scaling Tint World into a global franchise with over 150 locations, Charles consistently sees opportunity where others see limits. Founded in 1982, Tint World's mission evolved to offer services beyond window tinting, including vehicles, boats, homes, offices, and commercial buildings. Charles acquired Tint World in 2006, transforming it into the largest automotive styling and window tinting franchise in the U.S., with a goal of 600 locations. Franchisees like Robert Harmon of Tint World Wilmington find unique projects through strong customer relationships. Other standout projects include Tint World El Paso's program helping individuals re-enter the workforce after incarceration. Tint World's product development focuses on offering more protective services to meet changing consumer preferences in car upfitting and detailing. Balancing local market autonomy with brand standards, Tint World encourages owners to build their local presence while maintaining the brand's identity. Targeting expansion in key growth markets like Texas and Massachusetts, Tint World continues to grow and innovate. Strategic partnerships with Susquehanna Growth Equity and Oracle Lighting further enhance franchise development and product offerings, solidifying Tint World's leading position in the automotive aftermarket industry. Expansive acquires Evident to boost global renewable energy transparency and market integration. Expansive Limited has acquired Evident Group Limited, uniting their renewable energy registries to create a global clean energy registry leader with over 300 gigawatts of capacity. This acquisition advances Expansive's strategy to expand its position in global renewable energy markets. The agreement combines Evident's international renewable energy registries with Expansive's North American Renewables Registry and tradable instrument for Global Renewables Registry. This creates a global REC network with more than 4,000 participating companies. Evident will continue to operate as an independent market facilitator under the oversight of the iTrack Foundation to ensure transparency and market integrity. The acquisition comes as global demand for renewable energy and RECs is growing sharply, with the IEA projecting global renewable electricity capacity to double by 2030. For more information, visit Expansive's website.
Zinc 5 launches BC2 AI to power the next generation of AI-driven data centers. Zinc 5, the world leader in nickel-zinc battery-based solutions, has announced the upcoming release of BC2 AI, an AI-optimized battery cabinet designed for AI workloads in data centers. BC2 AI, powered by advanced NAND technology, supports dynamic AI workloads and outage protection in a compact footprint. It eases strain on infrastructure, reduces UPS overdesign, and improves grid interactions. With a new 90Ah NiZN battery, BC2 AI offers long service life and adaptability to evolving AI power requirements. Zinc 5's BC2 AI battery cabinet delivers AI pulse-ready performance and runtime assurance in a compact design, advancing data center sustainability goals.
MobileX offers free wireless service to customers affected by end-of-SNAP benefits. MobileX announced today that it will provide free wireless service to customers who have lost access to federal food assistance due to the suspension of SNAP benefits. The offer includes unlimited talk and text, plus up to 2 gigabytes of data per month, covered by MobileX for as long as SNAP benefits remain paused. CEO Peter Adderton stated, "Connectivity isn't a luxury. It's how families reach employers, schools, and loved ones. We're stepping up to make sure no one loses that lifeline because of government gridlock." Customers can easily customize their plan through the MobileX app and pay only for the data they need, with options starting as low as $3.48 a month. New and existing customers can receive free service by verifying SNAP participation through the MobileX app or customer care. For more information, visit mymobilex.com.
Sauce Labs launches Sauce AI for Insights, specialized AI agents that turn software quality data into actionable engineering intelligence. Sauce Labs introduces Sauce AI for Insights, a suite of AI-powered capabilities that revolutionize how engineering teams analyze test data. This groundbreaking AI agent converts overwhelming test data into actionable insights, saving valuable time and resources. by providing instant answers and visualizations, Sauce AI for Insights accelerates developer productivity and engineering efficiency. Traditional manual analysis methods can't keep up with the scale and complexity of testing data, leading to decision-making bottlenecks and delays in releases. With Sauce AI for Insights, teams can boost engineering efficiency, accelerate innovation, and strengthen risk management. This AI-driven solution offers real-time analytics, a conversational AI interface, role-based insights, rich visual outputs, and transparent data processing. Beta testers have reported dramatic improvements in root cause identification, debugging time, and collaboration across teams. Sauce AI for Insights is now available as an add-on within the Sauce Labs platform for existing customers, offering a transformative impact on testing analytics. PDEVCO announces closing of transformative merger to become premier Rockies operator. PDEVCO Corp. announced a merger with Juniper Capital Advisors LP, acquiring oil-weighted assets in the Northern DJ and Powder River Basin. In exchange for 10,650,000 shares of preferred stock, Juniper now owns approximately 53% of the combined entity. With a total debt of $87 million and $10 million in cash, PDEVCO aims to focus on Rocky-centered growth. The company anticipates organic growth through upcoming well completions and strategic acquisitions. The transaction also brought new board members and management team, including a chief operating officer and chief financial officer. PDEVCO raised $35 million through a private placement to fund the merger, positioning the company for future expansion. Mining News breaks Fathom Nickel FNI 6Q5 FNICF expands geochemical footprint to 8.6 kilometers at Gochajer Lake. Fathom Nickel Inc. 6Q5 OZXPAMF has expanded its geochemical footprint to 8.6 kilometers at the Gochajer Lake project. The company's 2025 soil geochemistry program revealed this favorable footprint, supporting the belief that the historic Gochajer Lake deposit is part of a larger mineralized trend. CEO Ian Fraser stated that the potential exists for multiple magmatic NiCuCO sulfide deposits. Final rock assays from the fall prospecting program are pending, with updates to follow after data interpretation. Fathom Nickel is focused on targeting magmatic nickel sulfide discoveries to secure North American critical minerals for the global green energy transition.
Investor News breaks NanoVerisides, American, NNVC to present at Spartan Capital Investor Conference 2025. NanoVerisides Inc. and NNVC will present at the Spartan Capital Investor Conference in New York City today, November 3, 2025, at 9:45 a.m. ET. The company is a clinical stage developer of broad-spectrum antiviral drugs designed to prevent viral escape. NanoVerisides is focused on advancing its lead drug candidate, NV387, into Phase 2 human clinical trials for the treatment of various respiratory viral infections, including RSV, COVID, long COVID, influenza, and Mpox smallpox infections. The company's platform technology and programs are based on the Theracore R nanomedicine technology, with a focus on developing drugs for a range of viral diseases. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. Tech Media Breaks, Secure Private Data Lid, SEER, OTQFSF, launches corporate and premium cybersecurity plans. Secure Private Data Lid launches new corporate and premium cybersecurity plans for secure email, messaging, and data transmission. The business plan is $90 per month or $900 per year, while corporate and premium plans start at $150 per month or $1,1500 per year. In Q1 2026, Secure will introduce an AI intrusion-free voice and video conferencing suite priced between $2,500 and $3,500 per license annually. Targeting high-value clients, Secure aims to combat AI-driven business email compromise attacks, which cost an average of $4.89 million per incident. For more information, visit Secure's website at w.secure.com. Q&A with Stephen Price, CEO of Paymore Stores. Stephen R. Price Sr., CEO of Paymore Stores, discusses the rapid growth of the tech-forward electronics resale franchise. Price attributes the success to teamwork, listening to franchisees, and staying ahead of the curve. Paymore's model addresses data security and fair value, meeting the demand for used tech as consumers experience tech fatigue. The cultural moment of retro and refurbished tech taps into nostalgia and simplicity. Experienced multi-unit operators are drawn to Paymore for its simplicity, untapped market, and revenue potential. The hybrid e-commerce and brick-and-mortar model gives Paymore a competitive edge, combining local trust with global reach. Paymore's commitment to sustainability includes recycling over 1.1 million pounds of e-waste annually. With over 600 stores in development, the brand is focused on efficient expansion while maintaining quality. Paymore is also looking to expand globally, connecting with partners who share their vision for sustainable tech resale.
Solagenics Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, strengthens advisory leadership in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. Solagenics Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has strengthened its advisory leadership in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. The company updated its U.S. Medical Advisory Board for CTCL to support the clinical advancement of Hybrite, a synthetic hypericin, and related therapies. This strategic move reflects Solagenics' commitment to advancing its pipeline agents in CTCL. The updates include adding new members and retiring prior advisors to align clinical strategy with evolving standards of care. Solagenics, a clinical-stage biotechnology company focused on rare diseases and public health solutions, is placing fresh expertise and leadership at the center of its Hybrite development program. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor news breaks: Nextplat Corp, NXPL, NXPLW to announce Q3 2025 financial results on November 13. Nextplat Corp, NXPL, NXPLW will announce its Q3 2025 financial results on November 13, 2025. The global consumer products and services company will release the results before market open and host a conference call at 8:30 a.m. ET that day to discuss the results. CEO David Phipps, CFO Amanda Ferrio, and VP Barut Norkut will lead the call. Nextplat focuses on providing healthcare and technology solutions through e-commerce and retail channels worldwide, aiming to optimize e-commerce presence and revenue for businesses. To learn more about Nextplat Corp, visit their newsroom at https://ibn.fm/nxpl.
LogicMark strives to drive growth in personal safety through innovation. LogicMark, a leading provider of personal emergency response systems and IoT technologies, is focused on driving growth through innovation. CEO Chia Lynn Simmons discussed the company's SaaS model and how it helps at-risk populations stay safe. With a connected care platform, LogicMark's products cater to both young and old demographics. To learn more about their innovative solutions, check out the full interview on Benzinga's platform. This sponsored content is for informational purposes only and not intended as investing advice.
Mining news breaks: McEwen Inc., NYX, MUX, acquires 31% stake in Paragon Geochemical to advance photon assay TM adoption. McEwen Inc., listed on the NYSE and TSX under the ticker MUX, has acquired a 31% stake in Paragon Geochemical Laboratories Inc. The company is known for its innovative use of photon assay TM, a technology that offers rapid and accurate metal assaying without destruction. McEwen plans to utilize this technology in its exploration programs at various mining sites. The transaction, valued at $10.3 million, involves the purchase of shares from Britannia Life Sciences Inc. McEwen aims to provide exposure to gold, copper, and silver through its mines in the Americas, with a commitment to carbon neutrality by 2038. For more information, visit the company's newsroom online.
Q&A with Masahiro Arai, Chief Operating Officer of Sios Technology Corp. Masahiro Arai, Chief Operating Officer of Sios Technology Corp., is responsible for shaping strategic plans and aligning priorities across global teams. Sios Technology, founded in Japan in 1999, offers high availability and disaster recovery solutions for critical applications like SAP and SQL Server. Sios software is used across industries such as healthcare and financial services to maintain uptime and simplify patch management. By combining HA with security practices, Sios helps organizations reduce risk and ensure continuous availability. Sios LifeKeeper products enable automated failover across on-premises, cloud, and hybrid environments, providing consistent protection. The biggest challenge for organizations striving for always-on availability is balancing complexity, cost, and risk in increasingly digital environments. Sios continues to drive innovation in high availability, leveraging AI and automation to improve resilience and ease of use for IT teams. To strengthen high availability strategies, IT leaders should identify critical applications, choose seamless HA technologies, prioritize automation, and align HA with cybersecurity strategies.
Flywire names Nicole James Chief People Officer. Flywire Corporation, a global payments enablement and software company, has appointed Nicole James as Chief People Officer, effective November 4th. Ms. James will lead Flywire's global HR function, including people operations, total rewards, workplace experience, and talent acquisition and development. With a background in driving digital transformation and scaling people functions for fast-growing corporations, her industry expertise in fintech and leadership in organizational strategy will help Flywire achieve its next level of scale. Ms. James joins Flywire from Credit Karma and previously served as Chief People Officer at UniteUs and Square. She holds a Bachelor of Science in Economics from the Wharton School and an MBA from IE Business School. Ms. James expressed excitement to build on Flywire's momentum and attract top talent to continue delivering value to clients, payers, partners, and shareholders.
Badass Fall Bonus. Badass Coffee of Hawaii drops its limited-time Tidal Wave lineup. Badass Coffee of Hawaii surprises fans with its Tidal Wave collection, a short-run seasonal lineup featuring the fan-favorite Dirty Pumpkin Chai and a new lava-topped creation. Available from October 28th to December 1st, 2025, at participating U.S. locations, this lineup combines cozy fall flavors with bold twists. The Dirty Pumpkin Chai, priced at $6.95 for a medium, offers a blend of spiced chai, creamy pumpkin, and espresso, while the iced Dirty Pumpkin Chai Lava adds rich cold foam and cinnamon dusting for a velvety texture. Chief Brand Officer Ian Douglas states that the Tidal Wave lineup keeps the menu fresh and satisfies pumpkin cravings in a badass way. For more information and locations, visit badasscoffee.com or download the mobile app. Darktrace names Suman Raju, Chief Financial Officer, and Hein Hellemans, Chief Revenue Officer. Darktrace, a global leader in AI for cybersecurity, has announced the appointment of Suman Raju as Chief Financial Officer and Hein Hellemans as Chief Revenue Officer. Raju will oversee financial strategy and execution, while Hellemans will lead global sales and solutions engineering. Both will report to CEO Jill Popelka. Raju brings experience from scaling B2B enterprise SaaS companies, while Hellemans has led go-to-market teams at global cybersecurity firms. Darktrace's AI technology detects threats in real time, providing proactive cybersecurity across digital ecosystems. With over 2,300 employees globally, Darktrace protects nearly 10,000 customers in all major industries. To learn more, visit the Darktrace website.
Meet the People and KD Global USA announced strategic alliance to simplify U.S. and Canadian market entry for European businesses. Meet the People and KD Global USA have announced a strategic alliance to assist European businesses in entering the U.S. and Canadian markets. This collaboration offers a 360-degree solution, combining import management, logistics, fulfillment, distribution, and FDA insurance support with creative, e-commerce, and growth marketing. European SMEs can now access a complete market entry framework, covering import, compliance, creative assets, e-commerce setup, and advertising strategy. MTP and KD Global USA provide a cost-efficient alternative to large network agencies, tailored to smaller and mid-sized businesses. This partnership aims to simplify U.S. expansion for European entrepreneurs, offering operational reliability and demand generation to drive growth.
Investor News Breaks, LaFleur Minerals Inc., LFLR, RF, 3WK0, featured in Network News Audio, Pivoting from Exploration to Production, Mining's Moment. LaFleur Minerals Inc., listed on the CSE as LFLR, on the OTCQB as LFLRF, and on the FS3WKRO, is the focus of a new Network News Audio audio press release titled Pivoting from Exploration to Production, Mining's Moment. LaFleur's ownership of a gold mill and a mineral project in Canada's gold-producing region sets it apart from peers. the company's move towards production-focused mining offers investors both short-term growth and operational stability. Lafleur's Swanson Gold Project and Beacon Gold Mill hold significant potential for long-term value. The company's fully permitted mill can process over 750 tons per day, positioning it for custom milling operations and material processing from the Swanson Project.
China moves to end subsidies to its EV industry. China has removed electric vehicles from its list of strategic emerging industries, signaling a shift in support for its dominant EV sector. The exclusion of NEVs from China's 2026-2030 development plan suggests policymakers believe the industry can now compete without government subsidies. This move will impact North American EV makers like Bollinger Innovations, Inc. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform, focuses on small-cap and mid-cap companies with bright futures. With a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, and social media distribution, Tiny Gems helps companies reach a wide audience for maximum impact and brand awareness.
World Bank analysts forecast new highs for gold and silver in 2026. World Bank analysts predict that gold will continue to rise in prices next year, setting new records with a modest 5% increase for the entire year. This stands in contrast to the 50% surge seen in 2025. Factors like increasing interest rates or an end to geopolitical tensions could pressure prices downward. Companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSX.V, TMET, will be monitoring these developments closely.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.